from KQED.
Our state is in a real mess.
Sacramento is out of control.
We've got to take the power from the state capitol and move it down to the local level, closer to the people, and no new taxes without voter approval.
For California to prosper again, we have to work on three things: creating jobs, cutting spending, and fixing education.
At this stage of my life, I'm prepared to do exactly that.
We can create a new California. What do you think?
Well, that can mean only one thing. It's time for Campaign Check, our weekly segment where we shine some light on the latest statements of Meg Whitman and Jerry Brown and see where the cockroaches scatter. With me here again, our Sacramento Bureau Chief, John Myers, and he's brought his flashlight. John, it looks like we finally have a budget deal, and I want to come back to that in a moment, but let's check out what the candidates are saying that they would do to fix California's annual budget problems. And why don't we start with Jerry Brown? Meg Whitman accuses him of withholding a lot of the details on his budget plans. What exactly is he saying or not saying about what he'll do if he gets elected?
He started to say more in the last few weeks than he had before, but you know, the biggest rub against him was that he was offering too few details about anything. And especially on the budget, I think the budget and the state's economic woes really two of the biggest challenges facing the next governor. So Jerry Brown has often said that he wants to focus on changing the process in state government, and he doesn't want to go in with a lot of promises that politicians never really keep. And he says that begins with leadership. And here's the way he framed it when he was talking to the San Francisco Chronicle's editorial board a few weeks ago.
And it'll start the week after November, call in the entire legislature, go over there, meet as a group, and start the budget process at the same, at a greater level of intensity than it now is. There's no intensity. I'm going to start it in November, 5 days a week if necessary, maybe six.
So, John Myers, that's kind of a shot at Arnold Schwarzenegger, suggesting that he really isn't that involved in the budget talks. Is that a fair criticism?
Well, I mean, I think that Schwarzenegger has no doubt struggled to find a real working relationship with the legislature. He's been very critical of them sometimes. But I don't think he's really totally told the legislature to take a hike. So it's a bit probably not like that. And I do think that this does obscure the fact in Brown's comment that at the end of the day, as governor, he has to propose a budget by law in January. So he has to make some of these decisions. He can't just go in there and ask everybody to come up with something together.
And of course, you can't talk about balancing the budget without some discussion about taxes. And Meg Whitman has been saying that Brown raised taxes to the tune of some $7 billion when he was governor. That doesn't quite hold up to scrutiny, as we talked about last week. But what exactly is Jerry Brown saying about taxes this time around?
Well, you know, the biggest specific that Brown has offered is that he would not raise taxes without a vote of the people. But what I think he's failed to clear up in that statement is whether he thinks the voters should raise taxes to help erase the state's budget problems. Now, the Whitman campaign accurately points out that Brown was a supporter of the 2009 special election measure that would have raised taxes. It's worth pointing out that Governor Schwarzenegger and a whole bipartisan group of lawmakers also supported that proposal, but the voters said no. And that brings us back to another comment that Brown made when he was speaking to the Chronicle's editorial board, that he may be aiming for yet another special election related to the budget.
I'm committing to start right away and to get to a point of consensus, or if we can't, to take it to a vote of the people. And I'm aiming for a consensus somewhere around March. I think if I can get to March 15th, I could call a special election, have a vote to tee up some key decisions in time for the June 15th deadline.
And again, keep in mind that the voters rejected all of the budget-related measures in the 2009 special election. And we should really point out that that special election cost the state $68 million to run. His campaign is telling us that it's just merely an option. But again, it sounds like something that he would do if he's elected.
John, that issue of a special election, that tends to draw more conservative voters. They'd be less likely to support higher taxes, right?
It's possible. I mean, it definitely is. But, you know, it's another one of these things that Brown hasn't really fully formed. And it does feel like it's something that's borrowed from the past. And I think when we're talking about things that he has borrowed, if you look at this budget plan that he's put on his website, it's an 8-page outline. He kind of quietly put it out there recently without any kind of fanfare. A lot of the ideas are ones that have been out there under discussion and some already tried. For instance, let me give you a couple of examples. He talks about changing the law so that any new program that's proposed also has to have an identified source of funding. That's been talked about. He's talked about a zero-based budgeting proposal, which means that you take every program down to zero and you make them justify every dollar they spend. People have talked about that, but it'd be awfully hard to do with the law in California. These are not new ideas, but they're ones that you know, if you believe Brown, he says he would try again and try with gusto.
And Jerry Brown has just launched a new ad attacking Meg Whitman for one of her core promises, eliminating the state's capital gains tax. Let's hear a little bit of that ad, and then we'll come back.
Our state has a huge deficit. Meg Whitman's plan will make it billions worse by eliminating the capital gains tax for wealthy investors, including herself. Economists say her plan will rip a hole in the budget and is deeply flawed. Analysts...
John Myers, is there some risk that Meg Whitman could be seen as mostly focusing her plan on folks who have more money, not the middle class?
Yeah, I think there is. You know, back in April in the primary, I reported on this Whitman plan, and her advisors admitted at the time that if you looked in isolation, the elimination of the capital gains tax plus some other things that she's calling for would be about $4 to $6 billion of current revenues. But as she told me in an interview, she really believes that there's a stimulative nature of those tax cuts, and that's a supply-side economics approach. They also think she does things for the middle class. They're talking about home buyers' tax credit. But again, you know, these are all difficult questions for the voters. The voters have to decide what kind of economic approach they want to solving the state's problems.
Well, meanwhile, before the election, the legislators and the governor are going to have to come up with a real budget that's now, what, almost 3 months late. There's been talk this week of a framework for closing that $19 billion deficit. John, what are you hearing?
I'm hearing that no one's going to like what the ultimate proposal is here. It's going to be tough all the way around. There are deep cuts. They're probably not as deep as the governor wanted. So Democrats maybe have a bit of a victory there, but they didn't get a lot of the tax revenues they wanted either. There might be a little shrinking of things in terms of business tax credits that were about to go on the books. There's pension reform that's going to be very complicated and controversial if you're a member of a labor union. So it's going to be tough, and I think it's going to take a while to sort out. Could be another week or so. And we'll keep watching.
Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
And you can keep up with all our election coverage. Just head to CaliforniaReport.org.